Bernard Tinberg, independent scholar, and I want to thank Dan for allowing me to do this 60-second spot in a non-commercial gathering. And this is about a topic that has been dry for many of us, but suddenly has become much more interesting, and that's intellectual property law. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to read this so it really is 60 seconds. I know the program's running on. When I was growing up, in the time when Father Knew Best and immaculate women in crinoline dresses pirouetted around spotless kitchens, doing nothing but preparing me snacks so I wouldn't be wolfing down those hamburgers and hot dogs, the law was the law of the land. It was presided over in some kind of Olympian space high above us by judges and lawyers who really did know best. Since Brown v. Board of Education, Roe v. Wade, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 2000, and let's not forget the Supreme Court decision of 2000 that put our president into place, we all know better. The law is ultimately political. So documentary filmmakers have spoken out, and you all had that statement from the AU, the Washington College of Law group, in your packets. Media scholars have gotten together. Where do moving image archivists and their professional associations stand? If there's anyone who's interested in joining an email dialogue on this toward a best practices statement on fair use, and I've already begun that with David Pierce of the Copyright Interest Group of EMEA, please see me. I'll be around all day. Rather than leaving it out, I have an email list to put together to start and continue that dialogue, and that's my 60-second spot. Thank you very much.
That's actually a good prompt. After the conference is over, you will all be receiving a directory of who's here, contact information, both by email and, if you wish, a paper copy. So just so you know, that's in the offing. Another important moment, one reason why it's important to gather brain trusts. Lisiantis of Turner Broadcasting in Atlanta grew up in Columbia and is a graduate of this university, and he knows the answer to the Roe Rivas mystery.
No. Calm down. I am a Columbia native, and when I saw that Roe Rivas was going to be on the roster of offerings here at Orphans, it just rang a dim gong in the back of my mind. I said, that sounds familiar, but I thought maybe he was a character like Gumby or, you know, Davy and Goliath that I remembered seeing, you know, early morning on in my youth. But as I watched what Dan showed today, I realized he was, you know, born and bred in Columbia, South Carolina. And he actually had a 15-minute show, if I'm recalling correctly, a 15-minute show on South Carolina Educational Television that was on, I think, at a time where kids could see it in the early evening. But it was free association. I was in college and high school at the time Roe Rivas was, and it's the word spread. Did you see Roe Rivas last night? Because it was this sense of either one or two men, maybe the same person, who we do not know who it is, but hopefully with the unearthing of this material, Dan, it's definitely a subject for further research, and Roe Rivas probably still lives and works in Columbia, South Carolina. But I can tell you that he was a cult figure for those of us at the time.
And still is. The shy and retiring Snowden Becker will run this session.
Very funny, Dan. Well, we're going to clutter up our presentation with people introducing people who will introduce other people who will then actually do something. So I'm, I guess, the third in that sequence now. We had the prelude, then we had the introduction to me, the introducer, and now it is my pleasure and my privilege to talk to you a little bit about the Center for Home Movies and Home Movie Day. I think, can we just get a show of hands for people who have heard of Home Movie Day? Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm gonna cry. Oh, that's really beautiful. Well, no, I really am gonna cry. Okay. Well, I think that those of you who know about Home Movie Day have a sense of probably what's coming up. My esteemed colleague and personal hero, the very hunky Dwight Swanson, will be coming up here to show you guys a little taste, an appetizer sampler, if you will, of some of the remarkable films that have turned up at Home Movie Day events in 2003 and 2004, soon coming to a DVD player near you. Dwight?
And Snowden and I are representing our other comrades, Brian, Chad, and Katie. So we just didn't want to bring all five of us up here at the same time. Dan has graciously allowed us to stray briefly from the symposium's main theme and for a short plug or infomercial about the upcoming DVD, Living Room Cinema, Remarkable Films from Home Movie Day. And it appears that I don't really have to do my paragraph about what Home Movie Day is, but for a few people, the second Saturday in August, this will be the fourth year, a bunch of archivists and film types get together. We get 8mm Super 8 and 16 projectors. We invite the public to come in with their home movies, most of which they haven't seen in years or decades. And we all get together in rooms around the country and around the world, and we watch these home movies together, and it's a magical experience, and we share in the home movie love, and we also use the opportunity to educate them on grassroots film preservation. And the problem with the Home Movie Day, probably the only problem with Home Movie Day, is that you can usually only attend one, the one in your town. So afterwards, you know, we talk to all of the local representatives, and we just go crazy about all the films that we haven't been able to see individually. So after the second year, we started just kind of polling some of the local representatives to get, you know, ask them what were kind of some of the unusual or compelling films. And then we collected a group of 21 of those and sent them off to Color Lab, who very generously did all the filmed video transfers for free. And so now we are in the very final stages of putting together this DVD. A couple other things I want to say first before the DVD, talking about the DVD, is that we are always looking for new Home Movie Day sponsors. So if there isn't one in your town already, we would strongly encourage you to start one up and come talk to us and or go visit the website, and we'll tell you how to do it. One other thing that it's kind of a special focus project this year is we want to do a special Home Movie Day in New Orleans. Seems like this is a crucial time to be doing that. So we're just in the kind of beginning phases of planning how to do that. So if you have any special interest in that or interested in sponsoring that, because we want it to be a little bigger, a little special in rather than just the usual Home Movie Day. So come talk to us about that as well. And so we ended up with these 21 films and trying to figure out the best way of putting together a compelling program on this DVD. And as we curated the program, we really had two potential audiences in mind, and we were trying to reach both of them at the same time. The first one is the general public, and our main agenda there was showing them that watching other people's home movies isn't necessarily boring, which we still feel like is something that we hear. So we came up with the most diverse group of films that we could find, ranging from the early ones are in the 20s, the latest one is 1998. We're covering as many geographical regions as we could, as many styles. It's primarily home movies in the conventional sense, but we also include a lot of more slightly ambitious amateur films. So it's a pretty incredible group of films. And then the second audience that we were trying to reach is you, the orphanistas. And we wanted to set up a project, a group of films that is a potential jumping off point for additional research. We wanted to bring some of these individual films to your attention, but also create this whole package that will potentially allow scholars and other archivists to start. You can either take a look at the individual films or start to think about home movies more generally in new and exciting ways. So we're hoping that this is all going to work. Our goal is to have this out by Home Movie Day this August, and I think that's I think I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I'm going to do whatever we can to make it happen. So keep your eye out for it. Go to the Home Movie Day website, and we'll be keeping people up to date on the progress. As one thing I forgot to mention was that on the actual DVD, because you're going to be seeing 30-second clips from the films, on the actual DVD, we attempted as much as possible to use complete reels because we didn't want to impose any curatorial judgments or avoid those as much as possible. So we wanted the full context. So they're going to be complete reels, or if the reels were just too long, very long unedited segments, and we're also trying to get audio commentaries from the filmmakers or for the families for as many of those reels as possible. So my last comment is that our PR coup for this year was that Andy Lampert got in contact with John Waters for a quote for us to use, and it's pretty great. So the quote is, "There's no such thing as a bad home movie. These mini underground opuses are revealing, scary, joyous, always flawed, filled with accidental art, and shout out from attics and closets all over the world to be seen again. Home Movie Day is an orgy of self-discovery, a chance for family members to suddenly become show business. If you've got one, whip it out and show it now."